transferred to Broadcast. Hang up.
Good morning, and we're moving on to the next halacha, which in the, first of all, to mention that our limud of Chofetz Chaim is l'schus refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chailish, have refuah shleim, b'srach shel choy l'Yisrael, b'kol roiv. We're in Hilchos Rechilus, chapter 1, halachas 10 and 11, and it says as follows: this is where you say nothing wrong, and nevertheless, you're over an Isser Achilus, because what you're doing is, you are subtly reminding somebody of something that happened a long time ago that he's forgotten about. And then, because you remind him of that, he remembers that he's annoyed with Pliny, or remembers that he was angry, or that somebody did something bad to him. And by just reminding him of the subject, says the Chofetz Chaim, you can already be over Isser Achilus. Gives an example. He says, he speaks about the fine stones and the brechas. The fine stones of brechas were both making a bar mitzvah on the same Shabbos. And they were both after the same hall for Friday night for the Suda. Did I say monks? I don't know. They want monks hall. So they were both after the same thing because they wanted to make the Suda on the same night. So let's say Finestone phoned up the shul and said that I want the hall. Is it free? Yes, it's available. And the secretary says, I'll mark you down in pencil, but you have to send me in a deposit, so and so much, etc., etc., and then it's yours. Fine. And then Brecha phoned up the next day, asked the shul, is it available? So she says, well, I've got it marked in pencil, but the guy hasn't sent in a deposit. So he came in straight away to the office with the deposit in cash, and he put the money down on the spot, and they said, it's yours. Right? A few hours later, or whatever it is, days later, the first guy comes along, and they said, I'm sorry, but we gave it to someone else. But are you telling me you're reserving it for me? So he said, yeah, but you didn't bring in the deposit, I told you. So he said, but you should have phoned me. The secretary says, I'm not required to phone you. You want the hall, then you have to come in and book it. You have to do the booking process, you have to give a deposit. I wasn't required to hold it for you. We don't have holding. So what do you mean? You penciled it in for me. Yeah, I penciled it in, but unless you bring a deposit, I can't put it in ink, and somebody else came along with the real cash. Oh, who booked it? Brecha, my next door neighbour, yeah? Done in the same shul, yeah? Chutzpah goes over to Brecha. Ah, chutzpah, oni hamahapich b'charoro, uvo achev anotloi, and I made the deposit, and I was going to bring in the deposit, and she didn't tell me, v'chula, the whole thing, yeah? And Brecha says, tough, you didn't pay your deposit, I got the haul, yeah? Anyway, they get very annoyed with each other. Big broigus, you know, in the end. Yeah, what's called? In the end, Feinstone doesn't go to Brecha's bar mitzvah. His neighbor and his friends, same as a medrash, etc., he doesn't go. Okay, 10 years have passed. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, they got over it. So for 2-3 years, they didn't speak, and then they started speaking again, and maybe somebody made shalom, and then subsequent bar mitzvahs, they did go, etc., and they've forgotten all about it. Now you get somebody, let's say Brecha. No, which one? I can't remember which one's which. The first one, Feinstein, the first one who booked and lost it, yeah? So somebody doesn't like Brecha, yeah? So he goes over to Feinstein, and he says to Feinstein, you know, it's very interesting, Kanayin Hara, the Kehillah's growing so much, that Kanayin Hara, you know, this week there's 10 Sholom Zochas, and there's 15 Kadeshim, and there's 5 Bar Mitzvahs, and 3 Ofrufs, etc. You should just look at the news sheet that comes from the Kehillah. There's so many Simchas. Yeah, there must be a lot of situations where people are clashing over which hall to use. Yeah? And I said, yeah. Tucker, I remember now. Yeah, I had a Gansa Broigus of Brecha, and you've reminded him now, without saying anything. All you said is, you know, there must be, there's so many simchas around that, etc. Said something that is officially, or word for word, is simply innocuous. But in fact, it's not innocuous, because what it's doing is, it's kindling an old grudge. It's reminding the person, which he'd forgotten about, so that next time when he meets Brecha again, yeah, finds those things remembered about the bar mitzvah. Yeah?
How are you supposed to know when he made this innocuous remark?
He didn't make an innocuous remark. He says he knew. He knew what had gone there, but he doesn't like the brechas. So he's reminding Feinstone of the old grudge. And that was really his kavona, because he's got a grudge against the brechas, and therefore he wants to remind Feinstone that he was brogus with the brechas, whereas really it had already calmed down. So it says, therefore, he says, you can be over Isra Achilus without saying. You're right. If he said it completely innocuously and genuinely, and then unfortunately Feinstone got reminded of the machlokes, Amela, is that speaking? I don't know who's speaking today. Oh, no, he's not here yet. No, that's definitely not the Vaidish Karebi. What?
He's in my family, he's
late. He's not, he's married to your family. Doesn't mean it's in the genes.
True.
Okay. What? Oh, he's here now. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So, Mir Hashem, everybody should have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy yourselves. You've got a real treat tomorrow and the day after. Ronnie will be saying Aloch in my place. And I look forward to Mir Hashem. We've got 2 week break, and after that, we'll all be back in Mir Hashem Gesundheit.
Wishing Yang here a good holiday. Enjoy early tomorrow morning. You and your family have a peaceful time.
Thank you, Dr. Harris. I think you should say it's good enough.
Start of the Tiroi Northwest London. Wednesday, Yom, 14th of August, the Vaidish Karebi, Dalman Shabrok Shvita, Ophidione, Chorev. This week's Torah was sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Reb Chaim Yosef Ben Rabbi Sofer Dozer from the Rambam of Yahrzeit. This is coming Shabbos. Reschus Hashulim Achayulim Bamelchamos Shachzul Botei Meshalom Bimheirot.
Kumay. My Zayde, the Vaidish Karebi, was in Hungary, in Budapest, in the winter of 1943-44. And he went to the Belzer Rebbe, the Belzer Zuchon Levruchem, and he heard from the following Torah. He said that Torah Shebaal Peh must always remain Torah Shebaal Peh. Now that Chazal allowed us to write Torah Shebaal Peh, there must remain another part of Torah which will always be Baal Peh. And he said, what is that? Minhagim. Minhagim will always be something which you said, where does that say? And you told, my father did so, the Rebbe did so, my Rav, my Yeshiva did so. Why is that? Why is that inherently so? Because it always has to remain a layer of Torah which is Baal Peh. I want to extend that idea a bit further. Bizman Hazeh, there are parts of Torah which we learn with no practical implication at all, such as Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Whoever learns the Dinim of Tzaraas or the Dinim of Maseches Kelim, Maseches Aholos, there's no practical implication at all. And yet we learn it. Of course, we hope it will be practical one day, but for the moment, it is not. And there's something particularly pure about learning Halachos and Torah, which is not because I need to know what to pasken or what to say, but purely the Shem Torah. So this is Amar Mashiach Kemen. Mashiach will come, and all this will become very much practical. In fact, most probably the most practical part of Halachos is Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, which is why Chazal tell us in the days of Chezkiah HaMelech, children learned these halachos, because it was the most nagah. It applied to every single day. You walked into a house, you had to know what you're eating, how you can eat. So I have an idea. I think that the kinnis will become the impractical part of Torah. We'll all be learning the Sefer HaKinnis and making pulpulim and mefarish. It won't be nagah anymore. But this will be our impractical part. What Tahar is to us today, the kinnis will be when Mashiach comes. And I want to give an example of how that's going to look. In the part of the kinnis which finishes our Sefer HaKinnis, Elitzion, we have the very famous Pizman, which in numbering, as I think, is Mem Hei, the very last one. We say the following. Alei Zivcheis Semideho, on the Pasha, the Zvuchum of the Temidim, If you do in a bechore, in the pidin a bechor, valchilil klahaycho lamizbach ketoreim. We're crying for all the things that we lost with the korban abayis. Zivchat emedeo makes sense. We don't bring any more the korban tumit. Chilil klahaycho makes sense. Mizbach ketoreim, there's no mizbach akteris. But the chiddush is, what does it mean, fidyoinai bechoreo? Pidin a ben is very much nogea. I'm sure many of you had this chus either by a child or by a grandchild, or certainly to attend the Pidyon HaBen. So what are we crying about Pidyon HaBen if Pidyon HaBen is still very much applicable in today's day and age? And that's what we'll talk about today. Pidyon HaBechoreo. what are we referring to when we say that something is missing? Of course, we remember that the Rishonim wrote this, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and therefore there has to be something of which makes sense, which is lost to us, and that's what we cry about that we don't have anymore. Now, we cannot say that it talks about Pidyon Bechor Behaim Tohira, which we don't have anymore, which is to say that a person, you always have to take the firstborn of your sheep and be makriv it, because that tak indeed has to be makriv agav mizbayach, and there's no pidyon at all. It says in the Torah Beferish, so there's no pidyon. That seems obvious. We cannot say that it refers to the pidyon of petach hamor, because pidyon petach hamor is negev zman hazeh. Every now and again, we see the big man with the pidyon petach hamor. So a statement. On this last point, one potential explanation is
only on a donkey.
Only on a donkey. So on this last point, on the Pidyon Petach Hamor, one possible explanation is that this is a riot to the Shittas Ramban. The Ramban holds in Pashas Boy. The mitzvah petach hamor is only noyig beuretz, only in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the tradition is mekoinen that now there's managudlis because most even live in chesleretz as do we, unfortunately. Therefore, we cannot mekayim this mitzvah, and this be'etzem a remes to the Ramban, because in the medrushim, Masechta Buta Medrushim, is mentioned that hamor is always written the Torah mulei ches mem vav resh, aside from three, and one of them is petach hamor, to show that there's something missing in the chamor. It's not every single place. That's one explanation. But Pashtus, we hold the Petach Hamor is noig in Chesleretz as well. And therefore, Vuzeru Tzevainin or the Petach Hamor. Speaking of that, one other thing to be said is, we said before that it cannot be the Bechor behind the Tahiri because that's not Nivdem. But the Yerushalmi has a Shittim, interesting Shittim, that it says the Pusik, Bechor is Bechorchu, it says b'negayit to the Yisrael, not only to the Kahanim. Says the Yerushalmi, Chadamar de b'nekayv es b'choris. There's an Indian to be mafish y'nekayv the b'chor, which you can keep for yourself, but that's one thing which you don't pasken like that. Or says the Yerushalmi, they would give two, the first and the second born, one for the Kahanim, and the second one would be eaten in Yishalayim like Maaseh Shani. So it's not kudosh, but they would treat it b'kadosh as Maaseh Shani. According to this Yerushalmi, maybe we're talking about this type of b'chor, not the actual b'chor, but the one which is mentioned as a general mitzvah b'chorim, which is not only what they did with Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim and not today. Oh, but this is Gan Shlach. So many Pirishim have been said. The most Pushat Pshat, which is mentioned in several places, and among them also in Shivit Zivriyot from the Sat Meruv and Evin Oezer, Semekifit Ches, that we're talking about mitzvah Pidyon B'chor of children. What's a Pshat? It's according to the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Ashida Siavitz, Chalek Aleph Semekifni and Hai, says that because today we don't know for certain the Ichas of the Kahanim, it's quite possible that those who consider themselves to be Kahanim are not necessarily so. There are certain communities among Klal Yisrael, let's say the Persians, where the Ichas of the Kahanim is far more mefuk, but we know much less about it. And actually, you see something interesting, that the ratio of Kahanim to Yisraelim in some Kehillas is far too high to make statistical sense. There seems to be many volunteers. Therefore, it is well known that Levim are easier to accept because there's no point in saying you're a Levi. You don't get any perks of being a Levi. Being a Kohen is a different story. And Yerakev then uses all this to say, that he says that a person who has a Bechor should continue the entire life before himself or his child to as many more Kohanim as possible in order to be able to statistically make sure that he's Nivdim. The Vilna Gaon himself, as is well known, was poised himself all his life. So it says in Aliyah Saliyui that he did it numerous times, always with different Kahanim, to try to find a correct coin. The Mechas Chinuch, he has a Chiddush. No one takes on like the Mechas Chinuch says, but he's Mechadish a Chiddush, Mechas Chinuch. And this is a Mitzvah Shini in Zion, a Mitzvah Shini in Tzadik Baiz. He wants to say that perhaps one way around it is, you tell the coin, this is yours, if you're a coin. If not, I make you a Shliach. You should be mezakeh all the Kahanim in the entire world. If you zoich on behalf of all the Kahanim, there has to be somewhere a coin, and regardless of the coin receiving good or not, it's his money. But many mafakpik on this chiddush. So if we go according to Rabbi Yankovic, then we can make sense to us, because even the Pidyon HaBen that we have is really lacking. It's lacking because we don't have a Koyim Yichas, we don't know for certain. So Eppes failed in them. However, the Chasam Sofer in Yeridai, Rashi Tzaddik Aleph writes, that's impossible. And he writes also in the Chiddushim and Ksivos Bar Yichas about this. And he says, you can never say such a thing. We take on the Cheskas Kanav as Manalei Chazuk Gemire. We make a brucha about it. This Kenej on the Pshat. This is not it. So we cannot say that what the Mekonin is saying is we lack Pidyon HaBen. The Chim of the Yavetz, he's the outlier. He's the Chiddush. He's the individual in this. This Kenej on Pshat.
Did you go and say brucha every time?
Pashtus not. It's a good point. That's part of what Ochsen Sefer brings down. We couldn't say a brucha if we take a Mesepet. The Chazuk makes it as such. We always take on. This is the whole point of Chazukah, so this is not the point for today, that post-Chazukah, now it's real. You may say that it's based on Chazukah, but nevertheless, now this has become the reality. And we treat Kahan, the Kodob of the Indian, we would never ever be matter a Grisha, the Kohen, and part of the sniff is because maybe you're not a Kohen, unless you have, of course, reasons to assume that the person is not a Kohen, and other Tarifim for that as well. But clearly, we treat Kahanim as Kahan, the Kodob of the Indian, in every single way. The next Chiddush that we can still keep us in the Derech HaPshat is a Chiddush that Rabbi Baruch Finkel was Mechadish. Baruch Finkel was one of the Shushivas in Mir, a big Talmud Chochem who passed away at a relatively young age. And he was Mechadish the following. He said that the Gemara says in the Bekamad of Pai, Rav Shmuel v'Rav Asi, Ikli Levi Shuvi HaBen, they arrived once to Shuvi HaBen. I'll say what that means in a moment. But Omalai, some say, Levi Yeshua HaBen. Says Rashi, Shavua Ben is a bris mila, Yeshua Ben is the mishta which they make for the pidyon ben bechor. Rabbi Tam is chodek on Rashi. He says that it's taken a bit too far the language, because Rashi's word is pidyon means to, like pirkon, to redeem, and therefore Yeshua is also redemption. So that's Yeshua Ben. But Rashi holds that that's what it means. And the Gemara says the Cheskas Abatim Vasad of Samech. Since Rome expanded across the world, many things they don't let us do. Some say they don't allow us to do a Yeshua Ben. Rashi says, Rashbam doesn't say what it means, but Rashi tells us, as we said, Pidyon HaBen. Kiptos, according to Rashi, after the Chorban, there was a special Gezera, the Seuda of Pidyon HaBen. They don't allow us anymore to Yeshua HaBen, which means Pidyon HaBen. Says Rabbi Baruch, that he told Rav Eliashiv by the Pidyon HaBen of his Einikel, that maybe this is what the Mekonin is referring to. Rashi says it means a bris, because it means the Shavua. Rabbi Tam says Yeshua Ben is a general simcha, which maybe that's what it means, for the simcha of his birth. So unrelated to the bris, unrelated to the Pidyon, just for the birth. And Yeshua means for the miracle of his birth. That's the Yeshua of the Ben. But Rashi says, as said, it refers to the Pidyon HaBen. Now, you may ask yourself, what's so chushev about the Seida that we're crying the fact that the Seida of Pidyon HaBen is Ishnagaya? Moed HaKazach. So, this is very interesting, because the Tirmus Edition says that with the Pidyon HaBen in Simra Shamachtes, when the Pidyon HaBen is Chal on Shabbos, we don't do the Pidyon Erev Shabbos, because when do you do it? If you do it close to Shabbos and you use the Seder Shabbos for it, it's not Nikar the Pidyon HaBen. It has to be that the Pidyon HaBen Seuda is Nikar, it's for the Pidyon HaBen. No one should make the mistake it's for a different time. And it's like this Chiddush, that it's so important for it that it needs to be done in such a way that the Seuda is noticeable for the sake of the Pidyon. And while therefore, seemingly, we see how important it is. The Shach Yerdaya says that you cannot make a Pidyon HaBen on Tisha B'Av by day, because you can make a Seuda. And it's better if to make it towards the evening and have the Seuda at night than having it in the morning and separating the Seuda. It's not Nikar. Seeming the Seuda Pidyon HaBen is part and parcel of the Simcha itself. As to why it is so, what explanation is given is that Chazal say, Rashi brings it down Bamidbar, the Pidyon HaBen is a Kapura for the Chet of Mechiras Ruchel, or Mechiras Yosef, who was the Bechor of Ruchel. And they sold him for Esem Kesef, which is high Siloam, and that's why that's a Pidyon. And because they sold him during a Seuda, because Vayash Vele Echol, and then came the Ochaz Yishma'ilim, therefore the ticking can only be that you have to do it by a Seuda. But whatever the case is, according to this, what we cry about is that after the Chorban, they couldn't make the Seuda of Pidyon HaBen, and that's what is lacking. Rabbi Eliezer afterwards told him, why therefore do we not cry about the same logic of the Shavua Haben, the seed of the Bris Mila, which also the Mavatl? And he said that Pashto is because of the rhyme, the Mishkal of the, it works better on Pidyon Bechorei rather than the seed of Sabris. Okay, so this is the other explanation, Badecha Pshat, as to what we're talking about. But now we'll come to bigger Chedishim. So we, so far we said two things. Either Pidyon Haben because of the Sufik, or Pidyon Haben because of the lack of the Seudim. So the Sari Shiva, the Eloi Ruv, brings in Chayla Gimel and Simini Gimel, that maybe, really the way we should read it is Bekureho, Bikurim, not Bechoireho, no Bikureho. And what we're saying is that we don't have anymore the Bikurim, that's lacking. Now, Oibazoi, we could tell the word Pidyon. It's not Pidyon. What do you put with the Bikurim? So to this we have to go a step further. And the Titz Eliezer in the Sefer Achivus brings in Chalik Ches Simakofai that he found the Agu in his father's kinnis, where he wrote, instead of Pidyonai, he changed the dalet to a resh, Piryonai, Veloshon Pri. Piryonai Bikureho, the Pri of the Bikurim. There used to be a kovetz in America called Hamoir. And when that Titz Eliezer came out, for many months, writing back and forth as to whether you could say that or not. Can you say Piryoinai or not? And how can you make such a thing up? Back and forth in Tasacha Sachtanis. So in the 60 days that we printed a cipher, obviously for the covet of his father, he writes that he went searching and found an old cipher, Eshel HaChayim, Sefer Devarim, that he brings that he saw an old Sephardi kinnis that it says these words, Piryoinai Bekureo, proving that this is not just a theory, but actually that this is a nosach. And potentially the original Nusach, Piryoinai Bekureho. Another explanation.
Piryoinai as against Peiros. Peiros Bekureho would be the right word. Piryoinai doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, but we'll come to in a second and show that many of the Rishonim, when it came to the Mishkal of the songs, would adjust the words to fit the Mishkal of the song. So, inasmuch as we say pri, but so instead of saying priyoi, you would say priyoinei to keep the mishkal of the shir, which hold in a minute and I'll show you a rai of that. Now you know, oftentimes when you see in a sefer it says b'shem chocham echod, you know that they're intentionally trying to hide the identity of that chocham. So I brought down b'shem chocham echod that the way you should read it is not Piryoinai, because Yibyanki has to get the kasha l'shtimnisht. You have to read Uvnei Yoinai Bekureho. And this refers to the fact that the Raman writes in Bekurim, in Perigimel Halachotes, that when they bring the Bekurim, they bring with them Torim Uvnei Yoinai, who they would tie to the sides of the baskets of the Bekurim for beauty. And then afterward, they'd be makir of that for a carbon oil on the Mizbayach. So we cry for the fact that we lack the Bnei Yoinai Bekureho. So I went searching who this Chochem Echad is, and everybody says Chochem, 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 but the Chochem is Harav Kook. And that's seemingly why his name is not mentioned. But in Oyel Sriya, and also the Matchalayb Zaks brings that he heard from himself, that he said, so we have now two changes. We say Bikureo instead of Bechoreo, but not Pidyoneo and not Piryoneo, but rather Uvnei Yoinei Bikureo. The kash of that, of course, is, why would we refer to the sort of the peripheral of the Bikurim rather than the Bikurim itself. So we talk about this, the aspect of it. Okay. However, Yamachuzak himself says that if we go according to the Shitta, we don't have to go as far as that. We can keep the word Fidyoinai and divide it into two. Because there's a pusik in Mishli, Kipisam Yukim Edam Ufid Shnayim Miyodaya. Fid doesn't appear many times in Tanakh, but it means shever, the break. It actually appears in the Kinnis themselves. I think in the Kinnis Kofai, Blaise Hakal uses this word, Fid, Pei Yudalad, in the sense of a break. And he says, therefore we can say, Fid Yoinei Bikureho, the breakage of the birds of the Bikurim. So not Pri-Yoinei, not Bnei Yoinei, but rather Fid Yoinei, but it's two words referring to the Yoinim and the Fid meaning Shever. But to talk about this, Remeir Mazuz is one of the last experts today in Arabic poetry. And he says the following, that many many of the Rishonim, the Shir from the medieval Rishonim, is based on a Mahalach, which is called Yoseid Ushtei Tnuyos, which means, we're going to the Larichas, but basically you have like a half a Tnuyah, and then you have two afterwards. And a Yoseid always is like a Shavah, or Malupam, like a small vowel, and then you have two bigger vowels. And it keeps along these lines all the time. One example, for instance, is that Donash, in the famous song that we all sing Shabbos, Dor Yikro says, Ni'im Shimchem. By way of Digdik, it should have said, Na'im Shimchem, not Ni'im Shimchem. But Donash is trying to keep the Mishkal of Yosei Deshnei Tnuis. Therefore, he has to start with the Shiva in the beginning to have sort of a small vowel and then the two larger vowels. So Donash changes the Digdik, and therefore says Ne'im instead of Noim Shimchem in order to keep to the system. So in that way, when you say Ziv Chei Semideha Fid Yoinei Bechoreha, it follows the same thing. Fid, a small one, Bechoreha. But when you say Bikureha, you're adding an additional vowel in. And that doesn't shtim with the whole shir. Therefore, it's not likely that the original was Bikureho, if you see that everything else has two syllables, a syllable, two syllables, a syllable, two syllables, a syllable, two syllables, and then you're telling me that Bikureho has three syllables. That wouldn't shtim with the shir. And if Rida Levi is consistent in the whole way through, it is much more likely that he meant to say Bikureho rather than Bikureho, which would introduce another syllable more than exists everywhere in the song. When you see a structure, it has to fit into the structure itself. So what's that? So, you have Ziv.
Pidyone is three syllables, Zivche is only two.
No, it goes like this. Alei, Zivche, two syllables. Yes. Yeah? Si, mi, deho, three syllables afterwards. Se, the first the Yoseid. Yoseid the Shavo. And then mi, followed by mi, deho, followed by three.
Okay.
Now you have Fid, one, nei, okay, like Zivche, that's so far so good. Now you have be choireho, but bikureho, the first, the chirik of the base is not a shavo. You need to have like before, se, a shavo, and then syllables. If you have bikureho, it starts off with a tenua rather than a yose. The rule always is shavo and then syllables. Look, let's say. So you can't start with it must start with a shiva always, because you have a small tenua, and then you have your what's called yaseid, like a stick, and then you have your two tenuas after that. So if you have bechore, that's fine. But bikure, which is how you start with bikurim, you have a yaseid straight away. No word starts with a tenua outside of a shiva, and therefore wouldn't match the same structure as he had told that. Yoseid the shtei tenuas doesn't work if you start with a tenua straight away. All of them is the yoseid shtei tenuas, yoseid shtei tenuas, and you don't have the shavah in the beginning. Okay, so now, so therefore we have to then come back to a different pshat to come back to fidim b'chayim. So it's brought down. Rebelvel Chachit brings it, he heard from the Riskeruv, that we are referring to the Pidyon of Bechorim, but not to the one which we all do to a child who is born at Bechorim, you give five slum. No. It goes back to the Pidyon of the Bechorim in the time of the Mishkan, when the Baruch Hashem went and took all the Bechorim and exchanged them for the Levim. That Pidyon. It says, and therefore what we refer to is to the Levim. What we're saying is, we call the Levim by the words Pidyon Bechorim, those who were the Pidyon of the Bechorim. That's what we're talking to. Not the process of the mitzvah, but rather to the people, to the person. And we're saying is that the Levim who were the Pidyon HaBechorim, these are the ones who we cry for and say that they are missing. The problem with that is that it's a shtimnish, because we say Zivche Semideho refers to the Zevochim. If we would say Zivche Semideho, so those are the Kahanim, and then Pidyon HaBechorim, the Levim. But inasmuch as we started from talking about the carbon, how are we now switching to the individuals without making any reference to any change here? So shtimt mit den Nigel, so shtimt mit der Welt. But it's a problem. Noch as achuchot eshvil, that he said already, Alaygulis Mishal Sa'il, Mani Mashir Zemereu refers to the Levim. Why would he refer again to the Levim after referring to them once as the one who sinned to Ribbono Shelolam? So they said the Shverikat Medei Pshat. And the Starpel, as it happens, said the same thing, the same perish. So one perish is brought down because somebody once found in one of the Roman in the Roman writings that the Bechorim were Nebuch. There were so many people who were captured and they had to be Nivdem, and the Bechorim were charged a particular price. So it refers to the fact that the Bechorim Yisrael when they were captured by the Romans had to be then Nivdem in practice. Redeemed, but basically bought, ransomed for more money. The thing is, Chazal don't say it at all, and it's hard to say why they refer to something which is mentioned perhaps in the Roman writings, but not necessarily Chazal, to say such a thing. Okay, this comes on. Now, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says that why does Elias HaRegel say next to Pidyon Bechor? Because he says that the Bechoris which are Nivdei Makal Pnei Shechina otherwise not, and it's mashma that they would do the Pidyon HaBen in Yerushalayim because of the smichus to Elias HaRegel. So it could be that's what the Mekoyim is referring to, the lack of the ability to make Pidyon HaBen in Yerushalayim as was the minig at the time. Okay. I want to share with you another pshat that I saw. It says Zivche Temideo. Why does he start off with mentioning the Temidim alone? In Magam, the Zivche Temedeo, the Zevach of the Tumid is not what's missing. The Zevach was Shechitek Shaira Bezor. Taka the Meiri says, the Ritzu brings down in Yimid Av Kofai that Korban Tumid is the Chatchila, the Shechitek Shemi Bekoyim. But what is unique about the Tumid? Clearly, you have to say that the Tumid is unique, that it's Nikrav every single day. This is something which every year has a Chaylikan in. Every single day, two Temidim a day. Well, if that is so, perhaps we can say that the Pidyon Bechorei refers to the Korban Pesach. It's all Korbanus. One is the Korban Tumid every single day, and the second is the other Korban, which every year that a Chaylik in every single year, and that's the Pesach. Why is that? Because it says in Pusach, V'amartam zeh v'Pesach il Hashem, asha Pusach avutam la'esuel, v'zbutayni hitzel. So it says, the Irish was matzal the Bechorei b'nai Yisrael through the Korban Pesach. That's the dam that was masked the Bechoris. So the Korban Pesach is another way to refer to, you can call it the Pidyon Bechorim, because that's what saved the Bechorim in Mitzrayim. And therefore what the Mekoyim is saying is, the unique things that were regarding to every single Yid, the Korban Torah which every Yid had a part in every single day, and the Korban Pesach which is Mikrav Taka once a year, but that was the guy to every single Yid who was Makrav that. So Pidyon Bechorim refers to, according to this, the Inyan of Korban Pesach specifically. But there's more to be said. We'll leave with just one more parish. Maybe Pidyon Bechorei refers to all the Yidden. The Pusik says, B'ni Bechorei Yisrael. And what we're talking is our Pidyon in general. The Pidyon from the Gulus. We're looking forward to the time that the Bechorei of the Eibishter will be Niftar. So what do we see today? The word Pidyon Bechorei B'pasht is Shkashim Pshat. Because it's something which we're coming every single day. But there's several ways to understand it. We can understand according to Bianca Vemdin, who says, "Bizman azeh b'kamim mekayim the mitzvah b'vaduas," because we don't know who the Kohanim are. We can understand it by saying that maybe it refers to the Ramban, who says that Petach Hamor is only Netzesul, not Mechis Luritz. We can say that the Pidyon Bechorim refers to the Sidis Pidyon HaBen, which was exiled after the Chorban they shouldn't have, and that's so important, as we see Sain Tisha B'Av, the Sain Shabbos, that we change the time of the Pidyon just to make sure that the Sidis is separate for it. And why is that so? Maybe because of the Mechir Shasav also happened by a seed, and that was the point of it. We can say that the Pidyon Bechorei has to be Goyris. It refers to the Bikurim. And according to that, we say either Piryoine or Fidyoine or Bnei Yoine, referring to the Yoinim. The problem with that is that it doesn't stim with the system. We always start with the Shavah and then have your syllables afterwards, and Bikurim is written different than Bechorei. We can say that the Pshat of the Pusik is of the Mekoyin is like the Biskaruf said, that it refers not to the Pidyon Bechorim, which we do every single day, but to the Levim, who are called the Pidyon of the Bechorim. And the problem with that is that it refers to the Levim already, and the Zivchet HaMedeo doesn't refer to a person, refers to the Korban itself. We can say that the Pidyon Bechorim is another word for Korban Pesach, because that's what saved Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and saved the Bechorim. And we can say that the Bechorim are all of us. The whole Klal Yisrael, which we hope to be Nivdeh, through the Eibishter one day. This is just a sample of, I think, that every Yom Tisha B'Av, there'll be Bai Barav, the Chavyoim, Mishiurim, going through the kinnis and be medagdik digdukim as to why it says so and so, not for any practical reason, purely for the love of Torah. And we look forward to the day that that becomes the sefer that we learn only for the theory and not for the practice. Yashakayach.